Now, the French president says that the country's intelligence services have not established proof that the Syrian government had used chemical weapons against civilians. Emmanuel Macron said the issue is a red line for France, threatening to strike Syria as soon as such proof is established. A few days ago, the U.S. and the U.K. once again accused Syria of using banned weapons against civilians. Washington also slammed Russia as complicit in the chemical attacks, accusing it of hindering international investigation into the issue. Both Damascus and Moscow dismissed the claims as false and baseless. Joining us now via Skype from Tampa is Scott Rickard. He's a former American intelligence linguist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Rickard. Now, before I get into this threat leveled by the French president against Syria, I do want to pick up on the point where Macron has said that the French intelligence services have not established proof of the Syrian government using chemical weapons against civilians. This is very different from what the U.S. has continued to insist, particularly Nikki Haley at the U.N.
Well, that's typical of the French as well, though. When you think about the French saying they have not been able to establish intelligence, let's be clear that the white helmets are just an extension of French intelligence. This is part of the external general directorate out of the French intelligence, basically foreign intelligence operations. And absolutely, the white helmets have been cooperating with French intelligence. And let's also be clear that chlorine is a very common chemical being used by everyone in Syria to basically sanitize their water. So when a area is being bombed with conventional weapons and that area is storing a chemical compound of chlorine, obviously if a bomb hits it, it's going to create a gas. Absolutely, it's not used as a weapon, certainly not by the Syrian government, because the Syrian government has no need for this. The Syrian government is well-armed, is way ahead in the war, and for them to use a chemical weapon now would be suicide based upon the international commentary that's going on. So, you know, the French intelligence not being able to prove it yet. In fact, when they're absolute players in the false flag of creating a scenario. So I would say, let's be clear that the French are not honest players in this. They're absolutely allies with the United States. This was a former French colony, and it basically the French are absolutely right alongside the British, the Americans, and the Saudis to instigate a war against Assad and to topple his government.
Right. So, Mr. Rickard, basically what you're saying is that the French government will try to, as to use your words, create the scenario of chemical weapons to use force against Syria.
That's correct. And I honestly, if you look at just the impact of the pro-Israel lobby in France, I mean, Macron had to let some parliamentary individuals go last year because they only supported BDS, the boycott divestment of Israeli products. And so, you know, if you look at the massive amounts of influence coming out of Israel in not only in France, but in England and the United States, these are also true influences on those governments and their agenda to move in the foreign policy realm that Israel is pushing. So it doesn't surprise me at all that Macron is also ruffling his feathers and rattling his swords, trying to run alongside his pro-Israel lobby supporters, as well as, unfortunately, the left-wing hawkish military-industrial complex that is very powerful in the United Kingdom, the United States, and France.
Okay, that's a former American intelligence linguist Scott Rickard joining us via Skype from Tampa. Mr. Rickard, thank you very much indeed for weighing in with your thoughts here on Press TV.